T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're real excited. You know, we feel like we're a better team today than we were yesterday or 2 weeks ago, for that matter, with some of the trades that Jim was able to make for us. He always seems to find ways to make us more competitive and give us an opportunity to contend.
Presented by Chapin Luana Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. That was Mike Sullivan on the moves made by his general manager, Jim Rutherford. Penguins and Kings tonight. West Coast swing for Pittsburgh against lowly LA, Anaheim, and San Jose, the three worst teams by points in the West. Teams that Patrick Marleau very familiar with, having played in the same division, the Pacific, with those teams for years, decades, as a matter of fact. And he is in line to make his Penguins debut. We're waiting on Bob Arey, our 93.7 The Fan Penguins analyst. He is brought to you by High Tech Auto Care. Maybe the time zone change. Mixing Bob up a little bit. We hope to get him. Chris, what are your expectations for new Penguins?
I want Marleau's is hard to quantify, because I just want him to look like a guy who's skating well, like we heard he was, who occasionally contributes a goal here or there, who just looks like a solid hockey player, isn't making dumb turnovers, isn't being irresponsible with the puck. That's my expectation for him. Frankly, my expectation for all three guys that got acquired on deadline day is just that they are occasionally chipping in with goals, with points, but that they make the Penguins look like a more obvious deep team. Mike Sullivan was wanting to roll four lines early in the year, and then he stopped doing it. I want them to do that again. It is very obvious to me that, unlike the last couple of cups they've won, in fact, all the cups they've won this century, there's always been a running buddy, a very high-profile one for Crosby and Malkin among forwards, right? Stahl as the center of the best third line in hockey, 09. Jordan Stahl was very precocious. Kessel should have won the Conn Smythe in 16. Was very good again in 17 with some goals. This is Crosby, Malkin, and a ton of depth, and that's their recipe. So I can't put, like, goal totals on any of these guys. Maybe Connor Sherry plays on Sidney Crosby's wing and gets back a little bit of his groove that he had when he played here. But I think none of these guys are going to contribute tons of goals to this roster.
If Connor Sherry is playing with Sidney Crosby, and just from the line rushes in practice, the indications are he will, you have to produce points if you play with him.
But not goals. Points, yes. Goals, no.
Well, why not goals?
Because he can finish, Crosby.
Isn't he one of the best playmakers in NHL history?
Yes, but playmaking is also scoring sometimes.
To use a basketball analogy, because they're in LA, is Sidney Crosby more Kobe Bryant or LeBron James?
LeBron James.
Well, then I would think he's going to put Sherry in a position to score goals.
Then I need Connor Sherry to be at least like 2017-18 Connor Sherry, where he scored 18. Maybe not 23 like in 16-17, but he's got to be closer to the 20-goal pace guy that he's been previously in his Penguins career. Right now he's got 9. 2 of them were against the Penguins on opening night.
Yeah, but I buy the idea that if you're not playing with Jack Eichel in Buffalo, you're up. You're up against it.
A crick or a creek? One or the other, Craig.
Simone has 50.
What are your expectations these guys?
Well, I think it depends where they play. If Sherry's up there with Sid, I want production.
What about Marleau, if they throw him up there just to shake things up?
Then he's got to score goals, because that's what he's done for most of his career.
Hands don't look like they're there anymore. That's what Pierre said. Or we've had a couple people say that he's not a scorer anymore. He's a jack of all trades. He's a Swiss Army
Well, if
knife.
He's not a scorer, then Zucker should be on
Well, see,
Sid's
that's
line.
What I think is obvious. Zucker should absolutely be up there permanently, but Mike Sullivan has already shown an inclination to at least move him down to try to shake things up.
I just don't really fully understand how, if you know, this idea that if you're playing with Sidney Crosby, you can affect the games in other ways and the scoring is like tertiary. For example, like with the Simone thing, he hasn't played the full season with Crosby, but he has 15 assists in 60 games. If he's really such a good, high IQ hockey player who gets the puck to guys in good spots, shouldn't he have more assists? He doesn't even have to be, he can be the second guy in on the play.
He should be the king of starting plays that end up working. Well, I don't know. His abilities are that, for I think the hockey layman or even somebody that watches the sport a lot, it just feels like because Crosby likes playing with him on one of his wings so much that his abilities must be of the unquantifiable variety where he just thinks the game in a way similar to Crosby and that's enough for Sid. That's all I can come up with.
But isn't playing with Sid a position that is inherently quantifiable the same way if you are a wide receiver playing with Drew Brees, you better put up catches and passing yards?
It's a little different. I don't think you can make that cross-sport comparison just simply because it's so easy to throw incomplete passes in the NFL. I mean, this is a harder target when you're talking about maybe 4 goals a game if you're lucky. In fact, with the team that has 4 goals, a team averaging 4 goals a game would have to be the leading scoring team in the NHL this year without looking. It would have to be.
Yeah, it is.
So it's not as simple as you're with Sid produce. I think Sid has, because we've talked about this ad infinitum for probably the better part of a decade, a very sort of persnickety sense about who he likes playing on his wings. And if he likes Simone, I think they're inclined to keep it that way. Because they figure one way or another, they're going to get points out of that line, whether it's Crosby finishing plays, Simone doing little things, or Simone finally finishing, that they're going to get it.
Well, before he had health problems, I think about Dupuy on there, and he was not looked at as Crosby's like score. He was more looked at as the subtle little things, and he was still scoring 20 goals a season. And so I think Sherry has that in him because I've seen it before. So if he's going to play up there, I'll hold him to a higher standard. If he's only getting 8 minutes a night playing on a fourth line, then it's a totally different ballgame.
So basically, whichever guy is playing on Sidney Crosby's wing of the new additions, better score.
Yes, I feel
that's the bottom line.
Or if you're playing on Malkin's line.
Well, you're probably accounting for two of the people then that they've brought in of the four total. Zucker, Marlowe, Sherry, and then Rodriguez is probably going to play down on the fourth line maybe. Or even on the third, whatever. They're going to move him all over because he can play center or wing. I don't know, man. I think this is the story of this year's team, is that it's going to be determined a lot by how much Crosby and Malkin can do to carry them offensively. Rust is going to have to score, obviously, like he has been for the majority of the year. But I feel like they're going to try to wear teams down and come in waves and win that way.
Carrying them offensively, though, with Sidney Crosby playing with wings that can finish for him. And if Zucker's on the left side and Sherry's on the right side, they better be ready to do it.
When I'm saying carry them offensively, I mean Sid and Gino scoring the majority of the goals for this team.
But it hasn't been that way this year.
I understand.
Rust is their leading goal scorer.
I understand that. That's why there is no clean, neat way to replace the loss of Jake Guentzel, because he was the one guy that had mastered the ability to play with Crosby and also, of his own volition, be a great finisher. That is just, that punched a hole in their lineup that is not going to look good again until he's back. So now you have to get it done another way.
Which is what? Win games 1-0?
No, I think there's a way to win games where you're still an... Would you agree that a deep, talented hockey team that can roll lines can create offensive chances just by consistently applying pressure?
Yes.
That's what they're going to have to do.
Yeah, but when I think of Sherry and Marlowe, especially Marlowe in his career, I think skill. They didn't get like players that have...
But he's 40 now.
...are intangible players. They got guys like Marlowe is a Hall of Famer. He's a surefire Hall of Famer.
And he can still skate. So you know what you're going to rely on to replace the skill he might have lost that might have eroded? Crosby putting him in such absurdly good positions to score where it doesn't take a whole lot of skill. That I think that's what you've got to rely on. One thing we've heard about him is that he can still skate.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to play with Sid.
Well, I think the thing they're really hoping for here, if I had to guess, they want Zucker to play with Crosby. But what they're really
hoping...
That's
what Rutherford said, but he didn't sound married to it on Monday.
They really want Connor Sherry to come back here and be the Connor Sherry they had, where he scored 41 goals in 2 seasons. That's what they really want. They never wanted to get rid of him in the first place, and they think bringing him back home We're going to mispronounce your name. We're going to give you your same jersey number. It'll be just like old times.
I think when the trade got made, I wouldn't have necessarily jumped to that conclusion or felt that way. But if he's up on the top line from the jump, then...
There's a familiarity factor there, too. The coach, the captain, the general manager all know what they've seen him do. And if there is a team where you're going to say maybe get out of that dumpster fire and get somewhere better, and it's going to uptick your production, it's probably Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo has not been like the Kings or the Ducks or the Senators or the Red Wings this year.
You said it when we started this discussion about Sherry and about Rodriguez, too, to some extent. Anybody that's not on Jack Eichel's line is screwed up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't.
Yeah.
And your buddy Jeremy White, WGR, said that much. Our Buffalo Sabres expert, because we couldn't get Starkey that day.
Yeah, there's a little bit of...
The French connection
there's
line.
A little bit of trouble in paradise on the Starkey front here.
Here we go again.
I'm not saying anything more than that, because I don't... I think I walked into some of it when...
Who do you think did the most to create
it? When he was getting out of here.
You think I created it yesterday? There was a little gentle ribbing on the show? I think I might have lit a match here. Lit the fuse. More fan, choppy fan waters ahead because of old Mulsey.
Yeah. Did you get into this yesterday?
No, there was a gentle chiding of Joe, but not really of Joe. He was just the easy target. It was more somebody else that was the target of my wrath. And Arthur's. Mm. Arthur couldn't believe it. He was incredulous when we were bringing up the things that had happened.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.